Phrygia and the Gordian Knot. The Greeks loved to mythologize the founding of their towns and cities. Athena's gift of the olive to the people of Athens and her raising of Erechtheus, the issue of Hephaestus and the semen-soaked fillet, you will recall, to be the founder of the city, seems to have helped foster the Athenian sense of self. The story of Cadmus and the dragon's teeth did the same for Thebans. Sometimes, as is the case with the founding of Gordias, elements of the story can move from myth to legend to actual identifiable history. In Macedonia, there lived a poor but ambitious peasant called Gordias. One day, as he labored in his barren, stony fields, an eagle landed on the pole of his ox cart and fixed him with a fierce glare. "I knew it," Gordias said to himself. "I have always felt that I was marked for greatness. This eagle proves it. I have a destiny." He raised his plough and drove the oxen cart many hundreds of miles towards the oracle of Zeus Sabazios. Sabazios was a horse-riding incarnation of Zeus, worshipped by the Thracians and Phrygians. As he lumbered along, the eagle gripped the pole fast with its talons, never flinching, no matter how violently the cart bumped and swayed over the potholes and boulders. On the way, Gordias encountered a young Telmisian girl, endowed in equal measure with great prophetic powers and an alluring beauty that stirred his heart. She seemed to have been expecting him and urged that they make haste at once to Telmissus, where he should sacrifice his ox to Zeus Sabazios. Gordias, fired by the coming together of all his hopes, undertook to follow her advice so long as she agreed to marry him. She bowed her head in assent, and they set off for the city. It so happened that at this very moment the king of Phrygia had just died in his bed. Since he left no heir or obvious successor, the people of his kingdom hurried to the shrine of Zeus Sabazios to find out what should be done. The oracle told them to anoint and crown the first man to enter the city in a cart. So it was that the townspeople were clustering excitedly round the gates at the very moment that Gordias and the prophetess arrived. The eagle flew from his perch with a great cry as they crossed the threshold. The populace threw their caps in the air and cheered until they were hoarse. In a very short time, Gordias had gone from scratching a lonely living in the Macedonian dirt to being wed to a beautiful Telmisian seer and crowned king of Phrygia. He drew up plans to rebuild the city, which he immodestly named Gordium in his own honour, and settled down to reign over Phrygia and live happily ever after. Which he did. Sometimes, even in the world of Greek mythology, things go well. The ox cart became a holy relic, a symbol of Gordias's divine right to rule. A carved post of polished dogwood was placed in the agora, and the yoke of the cart secured to it with rope, tied up in the most intricate knot the world had seen. Gordias was determined that the cart should never be stolen from the town square. The legend arose, in that mysterious and unattributable way that legends do arise, that whoever untied this fiendish knot would one day rule Asia. Many tried, master mariners, mathematicians, toy makers, artists, artisans, tricksters, philosophers, and ambitious children, but none could even begin to unpick its elaborate interweaving hitches, loops, and twists. The great Gordian knot lay unsolved for more than 1,000 years, until a reckless and brilliant young Macedonian conqueror and king, called Alexander, rode with his army into town. When told of the legend, he took one look at the great tangle of rope, raised his sword, and swept it down, cutting the Gordian knot and earning the delighted praise of his own and future generations. When I first heard this story, I thought not more of Alexander, but less. "He cheated," I said. "Suppose I solved a randomized Rubik's Cube by jemmying it open with a screwdriver until all the pieces fell out, and then pressing them back again in the right order. Who would praise that? But Alexander is congratulated by history for thinking outside the box, and called the Great. One rule for the genius warrior kings of the world, and another for the rest of us." Meanwhile, back in time, Gordias's son, Prince Midas, grew up to be a friendly, merry young man, loved and admired by all who knew him.